Start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Seed of wisdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The modern world has been seduced by the evil spirit, who is, in Christ's words, a murderer from the beginning. He is still a murderer today. Consequently, every act of violence is mysteriously inspired by the devil. Then, as we've said so often, the present century is the most violent and murderous in the history of the human race. More death casualties and wars since 1900 than all the previous centuries since the dawn of the human race. And this next statement is provable. There are now more legalized murders of unborn children in 1 year than all the ages of the world up to the beginning of the 20th century. All I can say is, and I say this with sincerity, most people are living in an unreal world. They don't realize just what is going on. What makes this world of ours so murderous is not only the number of willful homicides of innocent people. It is the fact that one once civilized nation after another has legalized these crimes and defends this demonic attack on human beings, what do I know? A library of books and an ocean of media that have perverted the minds of millions in countries like the United States. Over the years, I've used all kinds of statements, especially when I speak outside the country. The United States is the most powerful Marxist nation in the world today. Has penetrated every aspect of our legal structure. What is at the root of the philosophy of violence that has no counterpart in any age till our present day? At the root is giving into the thinking of the devil. And the key word is thinking. The title of this conference is Evangelium Vitae, Spiritual Combat with a Demonic Culture of Death. My plan is to ask 3 questions, answer each one in the limits of the time at our disposal. And just to remind you, I would like to have written the questions by 4:30, sooner if, depending on how fast we go. Part one, then, is, what is this demonic culture of death? Over the years, in teaching this theology, I have given lectures on culture, a whole semester, just lecturing on what is culture. My favorite definition of culture is the personality of a society. In all persons, which, as you know, means an individual intelligent being. That's the standard definition of person. Well, as individuals, we have a personality. As societies, we have a culture. So we're asking ourselves, what is this demonic culture of death? The term, as we all know, culture of death, was coined by the present Holy Father to describe the prevailing violence against human life in our day. Let me just be clear. The very term violence against human life would be meaningless unless human life were sacred and therefore inviolable. But of course, to believe that human life is sacred, you've got to have a philosophy. And that philosophy, which for centuries have been Christian, is becoming more and more widely de-Christianized. So we first ask ourselves, how did death first come into the world? Death first entered the world through the devil's envy, which seduced our first parents into sin. Two D's go together. Had there been no devil to tempt and seduce our first parents, there would be no death. In other words, when God first created the human race, he had no intention, it's our faith, that any human being should die. We then ask, how did the first death enter the human race? And this is important because once our faith tells us that death, in other words, human mortality, entered the human race through sin, well, was there a first recorded death? And listen, the first recorded death was not a natural death. The first recorded death, the first death recorded by Revelation, was a murder. Am I clear? In other words, the first death, as we're saying, entered by way of violence through the killing of Abel by his brother Cain. And here, I may have mentioned this before, but there is a small, called letter to the Corinthians, Pope St. Clement I. Pope St. Clement I. The letter was written about the year 90 A.D. It is not part of sacred scripture, although it was written before St. John finished his gospel, which was at the end of the first century. This letter of Pope Clement I to the Corinthians is all about the sin of envy. Pope Clement tells the people in Corinth, hence Corinthians, to stop envying one another. And this reminds me, this is the year 90 A.D. Priests envying bishops. The lay people envying the clergy. In families. Wives envying their husbands. I repeat, date, 90 A.D. And the whole letter, about 70 pages, a long letter, about 70 pages in English print, goes to the history of the world up to the year 90 A.D. That all the evil in the world has been caused by envy. Envy of God by Lucifer. And then, you know what happened? And so hell came into existence. men. Once the human race was created, the devil envied, this is Paul Clement speaking, the devil envied the human race. So allowed by God to tempt our first parents. Hence the fall of the human race. Then the first murder. Remember, Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God and Cain's was not. Cain envied his brother Abel and murdered him. And then the crowning crime of envy. Why did the Jews, the Pharisees, the scribes, and Sadducees, why did they crucify Jesus Christ? Because they envied him. They had to put on all kinds of show to get people even to look at them. And here this Nazarene would have people listen to him for days on end, even go hungry. And remember, the final decision which the Pharisees made was, as St. John describes in his 11th chapter, Jesus had just raised Lazarus from the dead. And the Pharisees said, this is too much. This man must die. Otherwise, the whole world will follow him. In other words, the crucifixion is the fruit of envy. And I've just said it's been written ever since on every page of human history. You're now ready to ask, what are the two principal reasons for violence against human life? The two main reasons are envy and anger. And they go together. Envy is a sadness, as we said. We are tempted to feel when someone possesses what we lack or succeeds where we have failed. Anger is the urge to avenge oneself over another person's real or apparent offense. And of course, envy arouses anger. We continue with our questions. How did God react to the murder of Abel by his brother Cain? God responded by demanding repentance from Cain. But instead of repenting, Cain defended himself. Instead of showing remorse, he protested, am I my brother's keeper? This attitude of Cain is prevalent in the modern world. People refuse to accept responsibility for their brothers and sisters. And again, 5 weeks in India. I had class to prepare. I gave lectures. But running through my mind every day was gratitude. First of all, for my own faith. But also deep concern over the fact that so many once professed not just Christians but Catholics in our country are so, what a mild word, indifferent to the needs of others. And again, being there, the sisters that I was teaching, they were in training because now 24 years that I've been teaching the missionaries of charity. My going to India, my longest stay, was on orders of the Holy See. I'm told to do it. So I'm happy to do it. Believe me, it's another world. And this is what we as Catholics, what a statement we've got to wake up to. Like Cain, they defend their insensitivity, even their cruelty, to the weakest members of human society. The elderly, the infirm, immigrants, children, even before they are born. I just received the New World Order, New Age. And so what are your children learning? School-based clinics, comprehensive health, sex education, evolution, values clarification, required community service, outcome-based education. Is that familiar? That is New Age, which I said before is, in its essence, Hinduism. Profound penetration of Oriental, non-Christian philosophy into the Western world. People don't even realize that there's a philosophy. We don't even call it a religion because, by definition, a religion implies that there's some faith in some kind of God or deity. The net effect on human society has been to produce what the Holy Father calls the culture of death. What makes the situation so grave is that this culture is actively fostered by powerful cultural, economic, and political currents that encourage the creation of a society that is mainly concerned with worldly prosperity and material efficiency. And now, one hospital after another, people enter the hospital, but depending on the philosophy of both the physicians and the staff, question is whether you will come out alive. Preoccupation with the pleasures of this life has provoked a war of the powerful against the weak. Once people identify the purpose of human existence as limited to this world, this world of space and time, anyone who stands in their way is to be eliminated. The human nation, they say, has become a worldwide conspiracy against life. Am I correct? As the state of Oregon, by a majority of 5-4, approved euthanasia. Am I correct? And the most devastating form of this conspiracy is the spread of abortion. Enormous sums of money are being invested to produce pharmaceutical products to ensure the killing of unborn children in the mother's wombs. I think I've said this on at least one occasion. I got my doctorate in theology, and I finished my doctoral studies in biochemistry. I don't have a single contraceptive on the market, none, which is not abortifacient. And I have over 30 contraceptives in my list. So too is this, that scientific research is preoccupied with developing, I use the word, weapons of death against innocent children awaiting birth. As though that were not enough, infanticide is being widely practiced and encouraged. Becoming more prevalent than ever before, what used to be Christian countries, including the United States. As I told the sisters in Calcutta, that the United States used to be a Christian country, but no more. And what we need in our nation is, and I'm not exaggerating, a re-Christianization, a re-evangelization. Now, we could say that we are reverting to a state of barbarism, but that would not be accurate, because by definition, barbarism refers to the people who are uneducated, undeveloped, as we say casually, uncultured. Call it barbarism, but it is highly, very highly educated, profoundly philosophical. Another symptom of the demonic disease which has infected the modern world is mass under the high-sounding name of euthanasia. The incurably ill and the dying are being killed under the pretense of compassion. And root is a denial of the value of suffering. And let me tell you, it is not just another statement. The value of suffering. You've got to be a Christian, and an intelligent Christian, and a good Christian, to believe that there is value in suffering. And there must be tremendous value in suffering. If God became man, what a statement, in order to be able to suffer. Even more deeply, implanted in our culture is a blasphemous attitude which leads people to think that they can control life and death by taking the decisions into their own hands. And cloning is just one side issue. Some time ago, I may have mentioned this to you, I was to visit a person in one of the offices here in Detroit. I happened to be on the wrong floor. But that whole floor, and I would say a good 15 or more windows had, well, it was euthanasia. This is an office building, and one whole floor is devoted to promoting euthanasia. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with a denial that only God has a right to determine who will be conceived and born, how long a person should live, and when a person should die. I think I told you about the medical doctor friend of mine. Well, he was my student at the University of New York. He was bringing his medical kit with him to evening classes. So one day I asked him, "What are you taking theology for?" He's not married. And I just wanted to brush up on on my theology. We all. It took about 5 years to do it. He had a vocation. I preached at his first Mass in New York. And he told me, among many other things that he shared with me, there are two kinds of medical books now in use in medical schools. Those for dealing with people under 60 and those over 60 to help them to die. The medical industry has become, for not a few, the industry of death. Is the doctor, is it Nathanson? Is he the one who became a Catholic? I did tell you, didn't I? And two of us got to the airport same time to give a lecture in the same city. So we were in the car that picked us up over the hotel where we were to speak. And I had just come back from Russia. So he told me that the average, I think I shared this with you, the average legal abortion every year for the 70 years of communist domination of Russia was 16 million every year. The real figure is higher. Not to know the relation between Marxism and abortion is not to know the ABCs of modern history. That's part one of our lecture. Next subsection. How are we to combat this demonic culture of death? We cannot begin to combat this diabolical culture of death unless we first realize what are its underlying roots. The first of these roots is untruth. And the two names, by the way, we should never forget, the two revealed names for the devil are murderer and liar. They go together. Murder is the goal, lying is the means. As might be expected, these untruths are worded in sophisticated language. Thus, the so-called demographic explosion is only a sophisticated term that social scientists are using to describe what they call overpopulation. As you go through the crowded streets of Calcutta, you say to yourself, and it's absolutely true, all the people of India could be housed comfortably and nourished in one of our larger states. And again, talk about deceit. The missionaries of charity, where I was staying, have a large cluster of buildings given them by the government, buildings that were abandoned. They were originally intended for the AIDS people. In any case, every day, a truck, in fact, usually several trucks, pull in with, well, rice, 5 gallon containers of vegetable oil, and then long, endless lines of people. And every one of these containers has a great big USA on it. What do you think? My, how wonderful of the United States to be feeding these hungry people. Just a minute. The United States controls the population of more than one country in Asia and Africa. Either that country practices contraception and abortion, or they're written off. So we ask ourselves, is there a problem overpopulation? No. Of course, the poor countries generally have a higher rate of population growth. This growth in population is hard to sustain in countries of low economic and social development. I may have given you this figure on some occasion. The national debt. I happen to know this figure because I saw it and memorized it. The current figure. The current national debt of Brazil is over $200 billion. Countries like the United States are controlling every nation in South America. Do you hear me? What should not be forgotten is that so-called developed countries are one of the main reasons for the poverty, what we call either undeveloped or underdeveloped nations. And I'm sure you know about the Holy Father's great concern, pleading for the leaders of nations to do something about these inhuman national debts imposed by so-called developed countries to keep other nations underdeveloped. The economically prosperous countries are the ones who have coined the term overpopulation. As we've just said, they are the very ones who are responsible for the poverty in other nations, or are unwilling to help these countries with their high population. And let's keep in mind, this class, second class, remember, is on Eliseian demonology. The lecture on the evil spirit. And we use the word at the beginning, the devil was a murderer from the beginning, he is now. The devil was a liar, and he is a liar. And he has seduced whole nations into being nations of deceit. We are here dealing with the causes for the demonic culture of death. Be surprised. Now, the least of these causes is the practice of contraception. Instead of facing the serious problems of poor people and poor nations, the wealthy and prosperous countries promote and impose, by whatever means, a massive program of birth control. I think I did tell you, didn't I? Our peace treaty with Japan, remember? One of the stipulations of that peace treaty the United States required before Japan was, freed from American arms, was to legalize abortion. Even the economic help which they claim to be ready to give, as I've said before, is unjustly conditioned on the acceptance of an anti-birth policy. And this has become the inhuman policy of the United Nations. One international congress after another. At this point, I think it is worth quoting the statement made by the present Holy Father in Denver on the occasion of the World Youth Day in 1993. He affirmed, "Now the threats against human life have not grown weaker. They are taking on vast proportions. They're not only the threats coming from the outside, from the forces of nature, or the Cains who kill the innocent Abels in our day. No, this is Pope John Paul. They are scientifically and systematically programmed threats to innocent human beings. There is a science." What a statement to make. There's a science of murder that has developed in one so-called developed nation after another. As never before in the history of mankind, false prophets and false teachers have been phenomenally, shall I say, diabolically successful. Not to know that behind abortion and euthanasia is the evil spirit is not to know well. Kindergarten history. It is calculated and inspired by the evil spirit. Two words over the years that I've never tired telling my students. Two words that go together. They are evil and error. Evil in the wheel, error in the mind. As we've said so often, the human wheel is a blind faculty. We do not think with our wheels, we think with our minds. The wheel must be, what verb shall I use? Informed by the mind what the wheel should choose. Whatever the wheel chooses must have at least the appearance of good. Consequently, behind the evil of the global murder, the lowest figure, and this is an understatement, I would say, is at least two-thirds off. The lowest official figure is 65 million legalized abortions each year. At the lowest. The actual figure I place at close to 200 million. But behind that evil is real. A profound error. And the most fundamental error behind this culture of death is the denial that human freedom must be based on truth. That is why. Do we have a copy here of my catechism? The Gospel of Life. I had copies. We found some 70 or 80 copies upstairs in the office, and we put on sale, so should be right out here. If I was in the sales business, I would have made this announcement at the very beginning. The Holy See, by the way, gave me work to do, among other jobs, to write catechisms, synthesize the Holy Father's important documents in a catechism form. Well, this is the Holy Father's teaching in the Gospel of Life, that the culture of death is the denial that human freedom must be based on truth. Human realism, we've been saying, is a blind faculty. Must be enlightened by the mind, unless the mind enlightens the will on the truth, the will chooses whatever it wants. The result is that selfishness has become so predominant in our day. We've just... Oh, good. Thank you. Catechism on the Gospel of Life. And not even sure what the price is. Anybody know? Please. $250. This is a synthesis of the Holy Father's document, encyclical on Evangelium Vitae, the Gospel of Life. And I'm told to do is to carefully read through, analyze Holy Father's document, and then reduce it to put that, use that word, to, in this case, 233 questions. And of course, 233 answers. There's an index, and the very first entry in the index is Abel, murder of. Next, abortifacients. Next, abortion. In about 25 entries under abortion. In other words, behind the name pro-choice is a lie that I can choose what I want, then I will be happy. And I will choose what I want. And those two first-person pronouns are crucial. And I choose what I want, then I will be happy. And that is, as the Pope says in more than one of his statements, that is the, capital T, capital H, capital E, that is the demonic lie, which is destroying whole nations in our day. What are the consequences of this concept of freedom? They are disastrous. The very meaning of society is distorted and even denied. In its stead, it has created either anarchy, which means the disintegration of authority, or totalitarianism, which means a tyrant state. And by the way, I have talked to people from mainland China, Communist China. I'm quoting their exact words. We have more freedom in Communist China than you Americans have in the United States. Hell, what word shall I use? Blinded. How mesmerized we become. The foundation of this struggle between the culture of life and the demonic culture of death is the loss of the sense of man. And, by the way, after a while your thinking becomes, well, shall I say, papistic. The more you immerse yourself in Holy Father's thinking, well, you use words without realizing. I don't think I'm plagiarizing. The foundation of this struggle between the culture of life and the culture, demonic culture of death, the loss of the sense of man, was the mind is blinded to the existence of God as the creator and destiny of man. Man's life and dignity lose all their meaning. We return to ask ourselves how we believing Christians and Catholics are to cope with the prevalent demonic culture of death. First of all, we must do everything in our power to convince these agents of death that they are living in sin and estranged from the God by whom and for whom they were made. I have a copy of my closing lecture at the State University, which I taught for 5 years, Western Michigan State. Several thousand students came for the occasion. It was a debate. And my opposite number was a professor in the social science department of the university, a very strong promoter of abortion. Date 1967. What year is this? 30 years ago. And, well,